During the Conservation Technology Information Center, Indian Creek Watershed Project Field Tour. That's a big name. I'm visiting with Kevin Harms. Kevin, first of all, tell me where we are and what you do.
Well, we're in southern Livingston County, south of Fairbury. We're retired dairy farmers and grain farmers who are full-time grain farmers now, farming 3,250 acres along with my brother and my son and their families.
So you're one of the farmers who kind of volunteered to take part in this project?
Yeah, the NRCS contacted us last summer, and we agreed to participate, yes.
So tell me what you've been doing. What is it you're trying to accomplish?
Well, we were trying several different practices to try to better efficiently use nutrients, especially nitrogen. The practices we've implemented are cover crops, some side dressing, some split application, some environmentally smart nitrogen that's an encapsulated urea product, several practices like that, and see if we can gather some data to find out if we can more efficiently use our nutrients and also improve the water quality in the area.
So I know this isn't a short-term project. It takes a little while to get all that data and then be able to look at that from a historical perspective and comparison, et cetera. How long of a commitment do you think you're making here?
Well, they're actually, the Indian Creek Watershed Project is a five-year project, so we sign up at that time for 5 years. After that time, I'm not sure what will happen with the project. But yes, it's a five-year project, which is good because different climate conditions every year will alter some of the results.
Do you think you've learned something out of this? And, how do you feel about how it's going so far?
Well, I think that the proof will be in the fall when the combines roll. I'm reserving judgment till the combines go and we can do some side-by-sides. And the yield is what the farmer's all about to start with, and so that's where we'll go with that.
Well, I know we're just into the season a little ways now. Just how would you describe how your crops are doing this year?
Well, the corn just looks excellent. We didn't get in until the first week of May, but the weather's been ideal, and they're just starting to pop tassels. The beans were in a little later than we'd like, and so they're a little shorter, but they look good. I wish they were a little further along, but everything looks really good right now.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin Harms. He is our first stop, at least for my bus, here on this Indian Creek Watershed Project Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.